all the potential that's in the grave. And so many of us, especially women, you have to learn how to see yourself the way God see you. And as Charmaine stated, a trick of the enemy is to cause you to feel bad about yourself. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But let me go ahead and walk this word out. Ready? Let's read, y'all. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And some translations say an expected end. Well, how am I going to do this? Say, you got the power. Matter of fact, tell yourself, I got the power. What do you mean? The supernatural ability, hidden and locked up into God, to do everything he has predestined you to do. Y'all can go ahead. Y'all can sit. Y'all sit. We're good. We're good. What do you mean by an expected end? Man, I'm looking for some great things to happen. My expectations are high. I meet so women, many, many women that don't realize the potential that you have on the inside of you. That's why I have a passion to see your vision come to pass. Well, I don't know what I was created to do. What is it that you love to do other than lay on your back? There are some folks that think that's what they're supposed to be doing. Because most people tell you if you get married, grow up, get married, have babies. A lot of people, that's their goals, their aspirations. I hate to meet young girls, especially the younger generation. You're 20 years old. Why is your dream goal is to be married and have babies? You're 23, you're 24, you're 25. What is that your biggest goal right now? So she keep it real in Jewels, okay? Let me give all the women nuggets. See, I got a passion for women. I keep it real in here, y'all. That's why I told you this is not church. We don't do church in here. We keep it real because realness is going to deliver you. But whenever a woman or a girl have a baby, regardless of what joyous occasion you might think it is, your whole life and destiny changes. Let me go on this one. Well, I still have that. Yeah, you do have destiny and purpose, but it's going to change. Now, he might be going on playing football or whatever he got to do. That's why a lot of times when the younger generation, they make mistakes like this, or when I won't even say mistakes, when they make decisions like this, it bothers me. And I told y'all my testimony earlier. Not that I'm looking down on anybody. I don't put people down because I thank God I didn't get caught in the mix. But I have declared war on uninformed and naive women to let you know, be conscious about your choice. If you can't keep your legs open, baby, go see the GYN and find out what they can do to help you to try to prevent whatever you need to. Okay, praise the Lord. Because once you step out there, I'm not beating you down, boo. I just know the road going to be a little bit rougher right now. But God have a purpose and a plan for your life. So it's more to it than I want to have some babies and get married. Well, what's wrong with it? It's beautiful getting married and having babies and the timing. Let me go back over here. I was 27, 28 years old when I went into full-time ministry. God threw me in there. Yeah, he threw me in there because I didn't know I was going to be in full-time ministry. But I went to school of ministry when I was in my late 20s. And I thank God that was one of the best decisions I ever made. But if I had children, I wouldn't have never been able to go. I know my mama wouldn't let me go because she had already told me. I don't know about you, but my mom had already told me that, hey, you know, you get kids, you're going to keep them. That's what kept my legs. Wasn't Holy Spirit, wasn't, you know, all that deep stuff y'all do, praying in tongues, it wasn't it. First saw my first pill when I got to college. But when I realized what it was and what it did, I said, okay, praise the Lord. Point being made is that it would have aborted me being here with you today. I had to go to California. I was supposed to go to Dr. Frederick Casey Price to get the anointing that's all my life. I had to move to Los Angeles. But if I had made a bad choice and wasn't conscious about what I was doing, it would have aborted my destiny. Now I heard you. Well, what point was you trying to make? Go to Colossians, Tamara. I want to show you something. I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. It's more to it than a husband and babies. That was 1912. Hold on, let me go on this side. Back when Aunt Jemima and them, they had no goals, no aspirations, no desires. What's wrong with a husband and babies? Didn't I tell you nothing? I'm trying to inform you. It's great in its place. Parents, we have to talk to these young girls. Let them know. Some of the older women need wisdom. You guys are beautiful. You don't have to do this kind of thing, you know. You got your whole life to have babies. I got classmates with grandkids, and I applaud them. But mine is just 13 because I was working on something back then. I wasn't trying to have babies. I was focused on ministry, running around getting prepared for this season. I had a future in mind. Kids don't, yes, they do slow you down. Yes, you do. We love your babies. Nobody's mad about Ray now. We love them. But God wants you to be informed and don't want you to be naive that it will hold you up. He's looking for some frontline soldiers. We don't have time to be lugging no diaper bag all across because you can't close your legs. Why are you talking like that? I talk to our girls. On the way here, we were listening to God's jewels. We have two daughters, in case for those of y'all who don't know me, they're 8, and I have a son, 10, a daughter, 12. She's almost 13. And we have girl talks all the time. We don't talk birds and bees at our house. We don't talk. We are candid about what we discuss. Because, see, whenever John whisper in your ear, I don't want you to be talking about the bee told me or the bird. Or I didn't understand what. Okay, we talk in language that we understand. Because I want you to be informed and not naive. I can't talk about that. Well, that was the issue with you. You can open your legs, but you can't talk to your child. See how when you're uninformed, the enemy try to cloud your mind? Well, she grown. I don't care if you're 30. You in the house with me? Close your legs. Close shop up. Well, I thought this was not church. It's not church. And I'm not telling you because you're going to hell if you open them. God will forgive you. But the consequences behind the decisions that you are making is what we're trying to deal with. Now the aftermath. Okay. Let's read. How are you going to find your purpose? For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Well, what were you created to do? Whatever it is that you enjoy doing. You working in McDonald's. Nothing wrong with McDonald's. You hate slinging fries. You hate it. Every day you get up, you mad. Somebody said she's been there, done that. You slanging fries, you mad, you come home, you mad with the husband, you mad with the kids, you mad with the children. You definitely don't want to be a single mother without no help on them days. Somebody might get a fry knocked across their head if you ain't serious. See, we laugh, this kind of stuff that's happening. You mad with everybody because you don't have no help. It's not them baby's fault. So let me stay right here. But let me tell you this much, though. But it's your choice. Now you know you at McDonald's, you're not happy. What do you enjoy doing? I like sewing. Well, why not go to school? Find out. Maybe you're a designer. You like fashion. You like to sew. I don't know why this always leads back to Crystal Flott. But Crystal over here, she was going to medical school. What is it, medical school? I'll never forget the conversation we had. She called me, Pastor Ungun. I said, are you serious? What was the conversation? I'm like, why are you going? But see, when you don't have a seer, that's another thing. Somebody to guide you and lead you, you better get, that's another thing. Find out, get connected to somebody who can show you insight, give you wisdom what you can't see. Now she just opened up her first boutique. Now, there are some of her products back here. I told her, bring them back here. Bring some of your stuff to let Ashboro know what's going on. But if she hadn't been connected to her seer and sought the Lord for wisdom and insight, she would be somewhere in a nursing home, slapping old folk around somewhere. Have you seen people mad? For real, though. We laugh, but you take it out on the run. Because you over here, you know you don't care about no nursing. You wiping somebody's butt mad. Somebody, grandma, you. It's happening every day we laugh. What did he say? The grave, so much potential is in the grave because people don't know their purpose. I love ministering to women. I could do this all day. I was thinking this week. I could do this every day. I could travel and do this, which is common. I need to pay God to do it. I'm so in a zone. I'm so high right now. I was sitting there thinking, it's too good almost to be true. Because when you're walking in purpose and you're doing what God told you to do, it ain't even about the money. Ain't nobody paying me. But the Lord told me they're going to bring the money. They're going to bring the checks. Yeah, they're going to bring that. I heard you, but it ain't even about. No, but God wants his vision to be provided for too. Yes, it is. It does matter. But everything the Bible says, get started in him. You got started in him and find your purpose where? Well, you don't know what I've been going through. There's just so many attacks. Go to Luke 10:19. You think the enemy going to sit back and say, wow, Candy. Wow. Y'all got a vision, Michelle. You think he going to sit back and say, you like the act. Open up the door. Here she come, Tyler Perry. You really think that? I'm not here to glorify the devil. Let's read. Behold, I give you the, hold on, right here. Behold, I give it to who?
You.
Jesus, get the devil off of me. Shake the devil off. Sorry, that don't work. I give you what? The authority to do what? Hold on. Now, when I was reading this, this blessed me. Serpents are poisonous, but scorpions take it to the next level. So when the enemy tried to attack you with that crap, he strategically sent it to the next level to try to discourage. And over all, the thought to be, I like to say, a power of the enemy. What's holding you back now? Over all the power, and I like to read it this way because sometimes we mistranslate. You think he got the power. No, he has no power unless you give it to him. I got the power. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. In other words, if it don't break you, don't let it break you because it'll make you stronger. And what the devil meant for your bad, I prophesy as a woman of God that God turn around. For your good, you need to give God a shout of praise. Ain't nobody playing them games. Philippians 1:6. You don't know what I've been going through. You just don't know how the devil been. You don't know. You just don't know. Well, you got the power. You got the power. It's totally irresponsible to just let life happen. Pastor Rex A. Rick Sr. Can't just let life happen. Everything the devil throw at me, I let him know. You coming up against, you don't know who I am. I can hear the devil now. Jesus I know, Paul I know, and Pastor Tracy I know. But who are you? Sometimes you got to call them spirits out by name. You will get your hands off of me, my house, my vision, my assignment. I'll arrest you. What do you mean? I just heard that in the spiritual realm. Because I have the authority to arrest you. And whatever I tell you to do is what you going to do. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. How can you be so confident, being confident of this very thing? Ready, let's read. That he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What he started it and he know how to finish it. I kept thinking, we used to sing this song, my voice kind of harsh, but he who began a good work in me, he who, how'd it go, oh, work, y'all remember that song, me, yeah, he'll be faithful, sing that a little bit crystal, this is what it says, he'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work, he'll be faithful to complete it. And he who began a good work in me. Y'all need to sing that a little bit. Come on now. Come on, come on. He who began a good work in me. Go up. He'll be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work, he'll be faithful to complete it. He who began a good work in. See, this getting in your spirit. You better get it in now. Tell yourself, come on now. He who began a good work in me, he'll be faithful to complete it. My voice kind of hoarse, y'all. I'm sorry. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work, he'll be faithful to complete. Come on, y'all. He who began a good work in. See, somebody get into that spirit. Come on. Come on now. He who began a good work in me, he'll be faithful to complete it. Come on, y'all. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work, he'll be faithful to complete. Now tell yourself in me. Now give yourself a shout of praise. I'm sorry for y'all having to hear my voice cracking like that, but you get the picture. The Lord wants you to know something. See, sometimes God give me songs. I do things in songs because when it gets in my spirit, you can't shake it. Sometimes I lay across my bed and the Lord just ministered to me in a song. He'll let me know that everything gonna be all right. I started the work, and I will be faithful. Y'all not listening. I don't care what the enemy bring your way. God told me to tell you that he'll be faithful You can trust him to complete that good work he started in you. Now give him another shout of praise. I ain't never seen it in church, we know. He says, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Go to John 8:32, Tamara, put that up there. What do you mean the truth? Well, how am I going to get to that completion? First of all, start off being honest with yourself. I'm slowful, God. I got a habit of procrastinating. You're talking about you? No, I got delivered. I'm talking about you. See, you want to, when that spirit is on you, you want to shift the blame. You don't want to thine own self always be true. And you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. Know what I got? The revelation. This is what I was studying. And you should know the truth about you. Yeah, we know about the word. We're going to deal with you this morning. Be honest with yourself. I wrote this down. Holy Spirit gave me this before day this morning. I was laying there. And he said, who? Questions will help you find answers. Why am I still slowful? Why don't I have a better job? Why am I making the same salary? Why have I been past the 15 years and still where I'm at today? Why am I listening to all this information and still stuck here? Why did the Lord give me 3 children and none of them trying to do the things of God? Why are they doing this? Why is my child, and I'm not throwing off on nobody, acting like the pure devil, and I go to church every chance I get? Why, Lord? And then be honest with yourself. Maybe I'm not living right at the house. Maybe I'm not doing everything I need to be doing. Maybe I did not pay attention. Not to condemn you for what you've done, but you ought to do better. If pastor says she don't believe in dating, why you got her all across town? Now you upset because she got pregnant. Don't beat yourself down, but some kind of way. When I be truthful with myself, I didn't pay attention to the details. But I'm not going to beat myself down about it. But I know when I learn better. My daddy used to say this. My daddy had this saying that stuck with me from younger. When you learn better, you ought to want to do better. Somebody say to thine own self, always be true. Why do I always put up with men crap? Why do I always put up with the crazy guy? Why am I dating and he coming over to my house to beat the hell out of me? Why am I putting up with that? What make me go back? I done had one baby and I want to go back and get another one. And I know the struggle. Why am I doing this? Why every time somebody says something, I get offended every time they open their mouth? Why am I like this, Lord? To thine own self be true, and then you can get answers. I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, why am I getting touched when certain people close to me start not doing what they need to be doing? Why does it bother me? I asked him this morning. He said, because you're allowing them to get into your inner circle to affect your mood. And I'm talking about this. He said, I'm burning them off of you. Because people are coming, they'll go. Hosanna, Hosanna one day. Crucify, crucify the next one. Even your mom and them. There have been mamas. They get mad because you left a church and thought you left Jesus, and now they can't even speak. Are you serious? I'm going with Jesus. Y'all might not like me now, but one day you go. When I first left our church, Sheila, the church I grew up in, I remember distinctively crying because the folks thought I had left God. I remember them telling me, if you so sad, you can get God anywhere, but they ain't what he told me. I remember being in the car crying like it was yesterday, and God said, you want to rather let them lead you astray, let me lead you to the light. I'm going with you. And I cried and drove 30 minutes out of my way to get to church because that's how serious I was and honest that myself needed help. And where I was wasn't giving me what I needed. Not that I don't like Miss McGillicuddy. Okay, y'all didn't get that. Y'all remember Miss McGillicuddy? Was that the Little Rascals? I talked about her last Sunday. It was one of them shows. Was it Little Rascals or one of them shows was Miss McGillicuddy? What was it? Was Little Rascals, one of them little shows like that. But I talk about my kindergarten teacher too. His name is Peavy. So if y'all hear me talk about Miss Peavy, I love me some Miss Peavy. Miss Peavy used to smell a certain way. And even when I smell today, I know Miss Peavy smell. Miss Peavy was a good little teacher. She was stern now, but she was a good teacher. She'll, you know, rub your little back if you need it. But when you got to cutting up, Miss Peavy didn't play. But when it was time to leave kindergarten, much as I love Miss Peavy, I'd have been retarded right now to this day if I'd have sat there with Miss Peavy, and I'm 45 years old and God's trying to move me further. So So there comes a time in your life you got to understand that when you're walking in purpose and destiny, you got to do what you got to do and stop worrying about the next man. Even those of us who are married, I'm going ahead of myself, but I'm going to get there. Baby, no, I'll wait. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to get in there in a minute. She tell all I shall do and don't mind because I'm delivered. I'm going to help the next woman. Because if he rocking your world like that and it's keeping you from hearing from God, you need to shake that spot. Okay, let me go on this side. Well, I ain't tell you to divorce him. That ain't what I said. So she going to explain it. Give her about 5 more minutes. Just hold tight, put your seatbelt on, and be ready for truth. And you should know the truth. What? The truth about yourself. I want to know why Tracy do what she do. Why are you snapping at everybody to come your way? Something wrong with you. Them kids ain't that bad that every time you turn, you got to knock the hell out of somebody. Every time you turn, look at yourself, first of all, baby, because you mad because she's showing up, but you got rebellion in you. You need to sit yourself down somewhere and get you together, because whatever's on the head is coming right on down to the bottom. Oh, I know I'm teaching good. To thine own self be true. Why am I angry with my kids? I found out my hormones was off balance. Okay, now I need to correct it. Still no excuse. You can psychologically damage somebody that it'll take them 30 years to overcome the abusive foolishness you've been doing because you trust not to deal with you. Not just trust not to, but you choose not to. I owe it to Christina, Rex, and Tia to get Tracy together. They spend too much time around me for me not to get me together. And then you sit up in somewhere like this and don't want to hear and don't want to do nothing. You're dangerous. Because God's going to hold you accountable, boo. How do you know? Whom much is given, much is required. And if you're not ready to do that, keep your legs closed. Just in case something seep through, you can't set a condom slip. Just keep your legs closed, because if something do come through, you need to be ready. It's not these kids' fault. Who is this for? Be true. It ain't for me. That's my name, and my name was here. Be true to yourself. I had to ask myself, why are you acting like that? Why is that still bothering you? If somebody get a call and you feeling funny, why you feel like that? Why that funny feeling? You didn't tell nobody, but you felt funny. You need to deal with that, because see, it'll start small. That's how it'll start. Why when Pastor rebuked you, something rose right there? I told somebody recently, and she don't mind me saying this, I can see it coming on you. Anybody in the spiritual realm, when I rebuke you, Michelle, if I got to say something to you, I can feel that spirit. I'm so familiar with that spirit. I can see it. I can see offense coming on you. I can feel it. But I ain't coming to you with no crap. Because until you're ready to deal with you, you'll say, you know what, Pastor, I am offended. I've been offended, and I need to get me together. Pray for me. Help me. Let me get in this word. And it's going to take more than prayer, because I can pray for you all day long. But until you make a conscious decision to get yourself together, nothing is going to happen. You can prophesy. You can pray. We can sling oil on you, Crisco, whatever kind you want to use, and you're going to still get up the same way. Okay, you're looking at me in that tone of voice. And you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It'll set you free. See, now I'm free. I don't have no bad feelings toward my sisters. I ain't walk around with no envy. I can see your hair just as pretty. You look pretty. I can give you a compliment and mean what I say and not take nothing away from me. When y'all sing, y'all sound good. Sing for me, baby. I ain't jealous. Shanique, ain't nothing about me jealous about how good you look. Nothing coming on the inside of me when I see somebody get something new. You know how you feel. You know how you felt when I rebuked you. You know that. You know you offended right now because you think I'm talking about you. Why is it that every time I open my mouth, you thinking I'm talking about you? Something is going on, Sheila. Something's the matter of the heart. Matter of the heart. It's a heart issue. Look at your neighbor, say it's a heart issue. And God searches the intents. What does the scripture say? What does it say? I wouldn't even go in there. He searches the intentions of the heart. Why? What are your motives behind wanting to get close to the pastor? You can roll with him, but you, okay, what's the motive? See, God, no. You can talk to Pastor Rex, but you can't talk to Pastor Trace. What's the motive? Michelle, if you can hold a conversation with Pastor Rex, but you can't hold around, who is this for? Tyranny. You look like you listen, because see, somebody at our church, they get offended. I feel it. I don't even care. They get enough church folk, they play games a lot. I don't play games. I'm true to myself. That's why I can get up and teach this, because I'm, you see what I'm saying, woman of God? I don't play games. I be for real. If I don't like you, I don't like you. Get somewhere and sit down. Be for real. If I tell you I love you, I love you. You ain't got to wonder, because action, love is an action. That's nothing be true. I love you, Pastor. No, you don't, because you don't support it. Anything you love, it'll make you want to do what you got to do. Love is an action verb. Love compels you to get up out the bed when I call you. But when you tired and you sleeping, it'll make you get up with a good attitude. Yes, Pastor, what you need? Okay. Love will make you serve your husband when you don't feel like it. It'll make you get up out of that bed and say, what you want for breakfast, baby? Don't know nothing about no love. Love is an action. We have to be taught how to love. You think love was what your mama gave you. No, that wasn't love, because every time you did something bad, she whooped the hell out of you and walked away. That's not love. Why am I in the hell today? But God is good. Some things we thought was love wasn't love. The first boy rubbed you across your back and told you you was pretty. You, what you want? That ain't love. To thine own self be true. And the truth should what? So she's trying to go somewhere. Go to Luke chapter 2, verse 52 in the amp. Somebody say, I'm free to be me and let God be God. God ain't trying to change you into to somebody that he don't even know. You don't know you. He want to renew your mind. I'm the same person I was 15 years ago with a renewed mind. Too many people in church faking. You don't act like a first lady. What they act like, because I'm not when I'm a pastor, but what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. Stop going what people tell you to do. First ladies don't have callings. All of them don't. But I got a calling, and I'm walking in it. And you need pastor's anointing on your life. I ain't caught up in the title. Somebody said she don't even care about that. You call her Tracy, all I care. But you just want the anointing and the truth to make you free. Watch this. And Jesus, read this. Increased in wisdom and broad and full understanding and in stature and years and in favor with God. I mean, hold on. Now, if Jesus increased, Jesus who walked this earth, increased, took it upon himself to be intentional about getting understanding. He increased in wisdom and broad and full understanding and in stature and years. Not only did he grow older, but he got wisdom. He had understanding. He knew his assignment. They tried to pull him off, Terry. And he said, no, I came to do the will of my father. Somebody try to tell you where you need to be today. No, I got to go to Jules. I know my assignment. Don't think the devil ain't going to try to set up the Girl Scout Cookie Award this morning at 11 o'clock. Somebody said, she ain't picking on nobody. Because, see, every time I talk, somebody who don't have no understanding offended. I don't care, though. As women, we need to find out how to be in tune and find out where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. I was sitting in the car. I told Olympia, I said, the Lord's ministering to me. We have to learn. I learned. No, I ain't going to say we, you guys, because I'm there. I make a confession. I'm in the right place at the right time. That my steps are ordered. Now, y'all do all of my steps in the word, dear. And you all over in Egypt. He's trying to tell you where you need to be. Matter of fact, I hear Dr. Price. You don't have to ask him to order your steps. He said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. That's when you let him. How do you know? Because according to scripture, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the true sons and daughters. What do you mean? As many as are led, as many that will let him lead them. It was strategic for y'all to be in here this morning. If she hadn't came in at the Girl Scout Cookie Award, she wouldn't have got it. See, we laugh about it, but it's just that serious. People play. Y'all play too much. You better find out where you need to be. And if your woman or man of God is speaking, you better be like a bulldog on a pork chop. Devil, you're going to have to kill me off of this anointing, because I'm going with the anointing. Amen. Okay. Amen. Says she ain't got to pick on nobody, because she's confident in her father. And not even worried about it, okay? And Jesus. That's the term. Stop having low self-esteem. We're finna talk about that. Worried about what folks think. Sharita, people are going to talk about you whether you're pretty, ugly, whatever. You might as well think high. The same friends that drove in your new car that told you it was nice. Or be the same ones as soon as you get a good-looking man, somebody look better than hers, that'll cut you in your back. Matter of fact, they don't do the back no more. They'll get you in the face now. Okay. That devil bold. I can hear Pastor Rex now. I'm around them. If they're not afraid to go there with you, don't be afraid to go there with them. You want to know why I'm up under my pastor's butt? Because I'm trying to get something. That's why. And I'm going to lick it if I got to, because I'm getting somewhere. You didn't say that when I was on the Bobo butt. You didn't tell me to slow down then. You didn't say nothing to me when I was walking around being a hoe when we was hoeing together. You didn't tell me to slow down. You didn't say nothing then. So you better leave me alone and get you some. Okay, looking at me in that tone. And Jesus says she ain't mad with nobody. She talking to them spirits. I ain't playing. It took me something to get here today. Tosh, I speak breakthrough over you too. The devil didn't want you to get here this weekend, but you're here. And when you get home, I prophesied that not only were those four clients the devil tried to make you lose today, I speak 10 this week and at least 10 to replace them. Tasha do my hair before every service. I'm going to tell you how serious. Hair and makeup. 6 o'clock in the morning, she calls me to make sure I'm up. Pastor, come on, get your hair. I said, I'm tired, Tasha. Got to get back 30 more minutes. I said, what's going on? She's like, the devil trying to fight me. Somebody was supposed to take her clients today. She had 4 clients, and he going to call at the last minute. He can't do their hair today. And you know how we women are about our hair. I said, don't even worry about it, boop bop. Whatever you lost, I prophesied that God will put it in my hands, and I'll give you double for the trouble. See, that's how serious it is. But Tasha was strong enough and wise enough and been in jewels long enough to know if he fight me this bad, whatever I got to do. And if God, if you lose them four, I speak as your woman, whatever authority in me, that you won't lose. Not only will you not lose the money, but God give you double for your trouble. Now give God a shout of praise. Send 10 more back. Her vision is to fly with me to keep me pretty. That's her vision. Oh, it's going to happen. God done did it already. When I met this girl, she was in Walmart doing hair. They own 2 salons since then. Got folk working for her. And her vision is to get the salon running so she can travel in the jet with me to keep me beautiful. Jump off, go see Essence, pretty as they can be. And you want it to be Beyonce. Okay, praise the Lord. What's wrong with B? Nothing wrong with B. We give B her props. But God got some be pretty women in the kingdom. Well, how you know she ain't in the kingdom? I'm not trying to discredit she's not in. I don't know where she is. But don't discredit yourself and what God got for you. My daddy used to say, you must be backing up. Okay. And Jesus increased in wisdom. Look, he increased. So if you're not increasing, you decreasing. You got the power. Are you increasing or are you decreasing? Look back over your life. As I look back over my life, I can see how your love is. Okay. See, y'all don't know no songs. Damn. But anyway, you got to look back and see, am I increasing or decreasing? I know I'm not the woman I was last month. I ain't the same girl I was yesterday. I got a new revelation today. Okay? And you ought to want to get wiser and stronger and brighter and better and better. I refuse to keep going around the same mountain. You mean to tell me y'all still fighting over the same crap for 5 years because he won't marry you? What is it in you? Lord, why am I still letting Bozo keep me from Boaz? Lord, why? I don't care if you don't have a one arm and one leg. God will send you a man that'll cherish that one arm and one. See, we laughing. Did y'all see the man with no arms and no legs on Oprah? He got married and she pregnant, and then she might have had the baby. So what is it about you to make you think with 2 teeth you still can't get a man that'll love you? I'm breaking it on down. I'm trying. You got to learn how to value yourself. You're a jewel. Sitting here keep fighting with you about the same crap. Why you spoke to somebody? Because I felt like, now what? Not what? Not what? Because I spoke to him. And then you think it's cute. Ooh, he just loved me because he don't like for me to speak to nobody. Yeah, okay, it's cute now. Soon as you walk on down that aisle and get locked up in that room, we going to see how cute it get then. Because he'll lock y'all up in there then. He going on about his business. He going on with the boys and the girls. And you locked up in the room thinking you'll get another man. Let me give you a little nugget. Jesus is the only man that you can't live without. Much as I love Rex A. Rick Sr., I need to be in Rex A. Rick's anonymous classes, healing classes. I love some Rex priest. They will tell you anybody from the beginning. When I first laid eyes on him, I just knew that he was my man. I couldn't tell him. See, it takes him a minute to get it, but I just, you know, walked across him a couple of times. When you got confidence, the men will pause when you walk into the room. You ain't got to say nothing. Just walk in your anointing. You ain't got to do nothing. But loved him from the first day and love him this day. 14 years later, I have never, ever cheated on my husband, never had a desire for another man. Could eat him up. But if he decides to bump his head, if he just decides to come to Ashburn and think he sees something that's a little bit better, if he bump, I don't think he'd do it. But I'm not beyond stupidity to think that he's that man and that the devil won't try to tempt him. I speak it over his life. But if he decides to bump his head, oh, he go on the bike week. Nah, I ain't never seen much but button breasts as I see down there. I ain't worried not one. Do I look like I'm worried? Do I look worried?
No, ma'am.
Do I look like I'm stressed? If he decided to bump his head and to let the best thing ever happen to him besides Jesus go, see, you're not listening. Then me and Jesus, we're going to be okay. I might call you and cry. I might say, I'm real. I might cry. I might say, girl, you know, this hurt me. You know, but I'm true to myself. I'm going to be okay. Somebody need to hear this. I'm going to show you in a minute. Stop putting all your confidence in man. You got the power. If women knew the power that we had, you'll stop begging him to love you. When you walk in the power and anointing of God, men will run behind you. They'll be... Give me a piece of tissue. He'll be running home. He'll be coming through the red light. He'll be getting tickets trying to find out. Oh, let me go on this side of the room. Going nowhere. Act crazy all you want to. You know. I got a text getting my hair done. My husband, you the most anointed preacher I ever seen. He was like, you take the nations. And then he said, I love you. I said, I know. I love you too, boo. Love you too, boo. Love you too. But see, just this past week, he got distracted, though. See, I'm going to tell you how you got to work it. He was getting ready for bike week. You know, men get excited. You don't believe me? I can give you some knowledge. That's why you need understanding. A naive woman won't tell you this. But he got excited about bike week. He went and redid the whole bike. He ain't redo part. He redid that thing so nasty pretty. It ought to be pretty. It ought to be nasty. Because he done spent some midnight hours. I'm laying up in the bed. Time, can he come? Just, can you come to bed for about 5 minutes? Baby, I'm coming. Just let me get the rest of this. He done drove the mobile to get chrome dipped. He done been all across Georgia to get the thing bad. But in the meantime, when my feelings wanted to be in the way because I was missing my boo, the Lord told me, say, see, I'm getting some residue off you. I said, what you talking about, God? I got healed from Rex Ricks Anonymous. I got healed. No, you ain't all the way here because, see, you're feeling some kind of way. See, y'all don't want to tell the truth. No. He said, why are you feeling like that, boo? Ain't nobody died in him. Jesus still living in him. Why you laying up around here looking like that? You say you okay, but you ain't okay like you say you are. Okay, yeah. I went to get my hair done. I was supposed to get me some braids. And I went in the shop, and the girl said she forgot I was. I said, huh? Sat there. She said, I'm so sorry, I'm going to give you a discount when you come back because it's summertime, I get my braids. I ain't trying to impress. I'll tell y'all about that later in pressing post. She said, she forgot. I didn't think you was coming. I say, huh? Then Tasha say, because she works in the salon where Tasha is, and Tasha said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I said, that ain't your fault. I thought I told you. So when I got home, I was driving home and got in the bed. Got Tasha. So Mom said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm feeling some kind of way. Got in with the Lord, so I didn't let you get your hair done. Huh? That residue from Rex Ricks Anonymous that you said you had. You're going to go talk to these women, and you're going to get healed today for that residue so that when you get ready to go to these nations, whether Rex Ricks is physically here or mentally checked out, you and Jesus going to rock this world. Me and you going to rock it out. See, y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. And honey, he came in here last night. He said, "You act like you didn't even see me." I said, "I did, boo. I love you, boo." He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "You act like you didn't see me." I ain't no boo. I'm good. But see, something shifted. My focus got shifted. I started thinking about kingdom. Like you shifted on the Harley, I had to shift over here. He said everything. I said, "We good." Then he turned around and sent me that text this morning, let me know what was going on. After he gave me sugar when he walked out the door, it's all good. But me and Chief, I walk. Just as confident, just as good. Didn't let it move. You're not hearing what I'm. Be true to yourself. Got up there and put on the $100 jeans that he bought me, because I would have never bought them. And the Michael Kors shoes that he done bought. And the watches and the rings and that he done bought. See, somebody say, you got to, why she's saying all that? Stop settling for bozo. Get yourself together. When Boaz do come, you won't lose you. I got the power. No, I got it. The devil wants you to think you don't have it, but those of us who know what it is, we know how to walk in it. Hey, I felt something coming over me. You ought to increase in wisdom and broad and full understanding. Proverbs 28 and 13. You better start increasing. Somebody said, we got to go home. I'm trying. It's almost 12. I'm trying to bring it in, y'all. Would 30 minutes be too much? Because I know I normally say 12. Will y'all give me 30 minutes? No, we this one. If you got to go, do like we used to do in the church. Do like this. Keep on going. See, somebody said, be true to yourself. He who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Stop covering stuff up. Stop. Somebody say, stop covering stuff up. You can start telling yourself a lie so long you'll believe it's the truth. I thought I was healed from Pastor Riggs. I did. I done preached it. I done talked about it. But when the Lord laid me across that bed, he said, I want you to be quiet. He said, lay here. My kids didn't even bother me. I lay across that bed and let the Lord minister to me. And when I tell you minister to me, when I came out that room, I was a whole different Tracy Ricks than when I first went in there. About an hour and a half, I came out, I was good to go. Me and Jesus. See, sometimes you got to just get real with yourself. Let the Lord tell you. He said, no, you ain't need to be in no hair salon tonight. You need to be here. Back to being led by the Spirit of God. Let him lead you and give you the deliverance that you... Okay, somebody didn't want to receive that, but it's all good. Somebody said, she ain't trying to keep us all day, but she got a good word. Go to Deuteronomy 31:7. A consistent diet of the truth about God will give you power and help you become a brave, new, informed woman. And I have declared war on uninformed and naive women. Somebody said, well, how am I going to do that? Keep feeding yourself the truth about God. Keep feeding yourself the truth about the word. He might not tell me I'm beautiful, but honey, I know. Amen. See, Wednesday night, Pastor was on that bike all evening. Because he love on you, baby. He could take it to the next zone. You ain't seen no man love no woman. You don't know nothing about being showered. You don't know nothing about being blessed. You don't even know nothing about feeling good. He takes it to the next zone when he in there. Takes it to a whole nother place. And see, you can get used to that, which is good. It's good, but you can't be dependent on that. So Wednesday night, I got ready for church, and I was looking cute. I was looking real cute. So he was over there getting dressed, and I was getting dressed. And God was like, you know you bad. I said, I see you, God. See, I went always here. See, you think I'm being conceited, right? No, I'm telling you what the Lord will do when you decide to be a jewel, when you decide you're going to get knowledge. He'll pump you up. I went always here, Miranda. So he was telling me how good I was looking. I said, okay, God. Pastor was shaving. He was rushing because he had been on the bike all day trying to get the bike together. He ain't seen me. Okay, I'm over here getting dressed. I'm just telling myself, Holy Spirit, so don't take it personal. So I go to the mirror and I put on my little jeans and everything. I see my little stomach coming down. Charmaine helping me out. I'm getting my little wraps. I'm walking all cute. He getting dressed for church. Holy Spirit, so don't take it personal. He said, you know you got it going on. You know you're a jewel. You looking good, girl. I said, thank you. So halfway to church, Pastor looked on there and said, baby, you sharp. I say, thank you, but see, I ain't have to have it then. he if he had said it or not, I had told myself. Okay, so y'all looking at me. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage. Be strong, women of God. Be strong, women of God. And be of good courage. This is what I'm telling God's jewels. For you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has swore to their fathers to give them, and you should cause them to inherit it. There are some things that's going to come out of you that's going to cause other people to inherit a blessing because you are strong and courageous. Oh, I heard that, but be balanced. What do you mean by, you said be strong, but not to the point where you're trying to be superwoman. Strong enough to know when to be weak. When I was going through my weak points, I didn't mind. I said, just let me tell one person. I ain't got to call all Georgia and North Carolina. I told her, I said, listen, let me just vent. I ain't feeling good right now. Flesh not feeling good. It's going through some withdrawals. I couldn't tell exactly what was going on, but I knew I was feeling some kind of way. So if you talk to me and I'm sounding a little strange, don't think that I'm not going to get over this, but I'm going through a little something right now. Why you, how you doing? Good. You talking to pastor. Stop lying to yourself and let me help you. Amen. Let me go on this side of the room. Stop lying to yourself. Find somebody that you can trust. You need a seer. If you don't have one, I don't mind helping you till you get one. But find a seer or somebody to tell you. No, stop lying. A couple of weeks ago, a woman of God, my sister, Prophetess Gwen, was at our church. She's anointed. She's bad anointed. And she was at the church, and she operates heavily in the prophetic gifts, too. And she said one of the members was coming out the church, and she was like, I don't know why she wasn't in the building. But when she walked out there, I asked her, how was she doing? And she said, I'm good. She said, stop lying. She said, she lied. She had seen a ghost. She lied. She said, you lying. Spirit of God said, you lying. She got to breaking down, and she told her what was wrong. This was going on, but you better get connected. You better get back in there with Pastor Trey. You better get yourself connected. Yeah. And you better start listening to this word. You better, because the devil trying to take your children out. He's trying to do some stuff in your house. Now, you want to play? Got to play? You better be for real. Tell yourself, I'm strong and I'm courageous. And I can do everything God has predestined me to do because I got the power. Now, give yourself a shout of praise. Go to Proverbs 3:26. Right, somebody said, she coming home, I promise y'all. I'm not going to. We don't meet but once a month. You'll be surprised at what people need to get to carry them through. Read this. Ready? Let's read. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Hold on. Who going to be your confidence? The Lord. So when my husband got caught up in Harley Land, the Lord was my confidence. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. When your mama, your kids, your boyfriend, or whoever get caught up in whatever they need to be doing, the Lord will be your confidence. When your boss got rid of you and thought you couldn't do what without him, the Lord will be your confidence. When they told you that your plays weren't going to make it, Michelle, the Lord will be your confidence. Think about the Tyler Perrys. If he hadn't pressed this way through, you got to get obsessed with that thing. I hear the Lord say, you got to be tenacious with that thing. You got to get in that thing with your every breath. You got to be like that bulldog that locks into that pork chop. You're going to kill me off this vision because it shall come to pass, said the Spirit of God. You let some little setbacks kind of knock you off. That's what he said. But you got the power. And whatever power you ain't walking in, your woman and man of God got it to help hold your hands up. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, we're going to do some things. Oh, God got this thing, okay? Huh. Going to the nations. Well, why can you say that? I'm glad you asked me, because go to Ephesians 3:20. Somebody said she got a lot of scripture because we need this word to stand on, because when we leave here, the devil going to try to tell you didn't get your deliverance, but you got your deliverance today, baby. God sent me out away from Fayetteville, Georgia, just for you. And she don't play that. Let the demon know when he come back. So now she spoke into my life and she said she meant what she said. And tell him, get the hell out your face because he out of place. So tell him. See, when he come back and try to talk to you, see, he's supposed to be under your feet. So if he in your face, he out of place. So you got to look down and tell him, didn't I tell you to get out my face? You like when you have kids, you got any children? You know how you get, like when you get stern with them kids? Matter of fact, you desire to have another child. There was a desire in there, but you didn't want to say nothing about it, but it was something about the baby thing, but it's all good. I just see, and I'm not trying to prophesy doom. Is this ministering to you? Okay. I just thought, because I'm not trying to miss nobody. But that was something, it, what I'm saying, it was something concerning your womb. And I don't know what it is, but I just keep hearing. It wasn't just that baby thing, she said, but I just kept hearing a baby thing. And I don't know, are you married? Okay, I don't know, because I don't want to be out of line with the Spirit of God, but I just kept hearing baby, something that got to do with the baby thing. And not just the other situation that you mentioned, but it's something got to do with a baby thing. So I don't know, you go talk to the Spirit of God, and you ask him, what is he saying? But you don't, look, this is how I am. If somebody give me a word and it ain't for me, I ain't got to receive it. You hear what I'm saying? But it's something that's in my spirit. It's something with the baby thing. So I just want you to go, you pray. And you ask God, God, what are you saying to me? I don't know. I can't. Right now, it's not coming as clear, but it shall come clearly. But it's something that just keep coming with the baby thing. And also concerning the other baby situation, because the enemy tried to make you feel like they was going to rob you of something that your children needed. And God said it's not going to happen. I heard you, Lord. He said it was like a jealous spirit, but it wasn't no, you're not a jealous hearted person. But he tried to make you feel jealous like this baby. That's what it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Trying to get out. Shh. See, I have to take my time. Y'all be wanting to rush me after here. But it was a jealous spirit, but you're not a jealous hearted person, but the enemy wants that to get in your heart because of the seed. You understand what I'm saying? Like this child was taken from your children, and that they were getting the spotlight from your kids, but God said he ain't going to let that happen. Amen. So go free. Now, how is this going to happen? Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works where? So where's this power? So what we got to do? We got to pull it out. We got to activate it. Last week at God Jewels, I had my cell phone. Let me see this phone, what you got. Mine's is just like this. Let me see the phone. This phone got the capability to do a whole bunch of things. I can remind myself of stuff. I can send text messages on the one that I have. And mine's, really, trust me, is not the most elaborate upgrade. Talk about that in a minute. I'm telling you, but this thing can do a lot of stuff. But if this phone does not get activated, all the stuff that it can do, that it has the ability to do, it will not be able to do it. And I don't know about whatever service you have, but you got to go to the right power source. Let me go over here. Everybody can't feed you, and every they got women ministries everywhere. I'm not bragging on me, but everybody don't swap praying the same kind of anointing. You have to be. The Lord told me, he said, I have justified you, qualified you, that's what he said, and purified you for this calling. How you know? Did I tell you about it? Who said that? He told me that. Did I tell you about it? See, he said, I justified you, qualified you, then purified you. To walk. Everybody don't walk in this kind of, it don't happen by you just eating collard greens and getting up and praying in the spirit for 5 minutes. Amen. Qualified, purified, justified, and don't care what nobody say. He said, don't let a demon in hell tell you to stop doing what I told you. If nobody's church called you for an invitation, that's why I took the desire out of you. Yeah, that's what he told me. He took the desire out of me for church. I don't do church no more. They calling me about a conference. I said, I can't. Thousandfold. I said, I can't do that. I don't want to do that conference. I'm trying. I don't do churches no more. Well, ooh, she don't do churches no more. See, I get tired of playing. The word I got in my belly, how if he tell me to say it? Don't be talking about, we don't say that in here. We don't wear that in here. We don't do that in here. Oh, no. Say, she don't play them games no more. Well, she won't come to my church. If I come, you warn them. Because you might get kicked out when I leave. I'm gonna just do you a dis. I wanna do you no disservice like that. Don't even play with yourself like that. Cause if he tell me to tell them that they need to stop fornicating and shacking up and doing crazy stuff, leading the sheep astray, Sheila, that's what I'm gonna say. If he tell me to say hell, hook a hoe, whatever the girl need to hear to get free, that's what this one gonna say. Okay, let me go back here. Somebody say she done. I'm going to give you five quick confidence boosters, healthy self-esteem tips for every woman. Somebody should just five. She done. I came quicker than I thought. Has it been an hour? Ooh, see, I'm coming on again. I'm doing like Pastor Rex. See, when you're in church, you can't even do that. You can't even do it. I was going to break it down and drop it out. Ooh. So you go see Charmaine, she'll let you drop it like it's hot. Couldn't do that about a year ago, honey. I got free, praise the Lord. I'll be like Pastor Rex in a minute. Woo! Pastor Rex put his foot up on the podium. I'm getting there. So she's going to get there. She's going to get there. An informed woman, number one, give no man the power to determine her happiness. You decide to be happy. They should enhance your happiness. But when loving him is killing you, choose to love you more. God never meant for you to lose you in no man, children, job, or nothing else. Go to John 10:10 in the amp. Man, please, never let them determine your happiness. Just like when Pastor went through that motorcycle thing this past week, if he was determining my happiness, y'all would have seen a burnt down pastor today. Matter of fact, the one that made it. If the enemy know that those people or whoever it is, your boyfriend, your whoever, going to determine your happiness, he's going to make sure to act the fool every time. You can't let anybody else determine it. And happiness is a choice. Let me go over here. You don't know what I'm going through. I choose to smile. I choose to be happy. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have an enjoy life. Somebody say enjoy life. I was sitting at the table when Charmaine was teaching. I was thinking about us being up here and how happy I am. I said, I can't wait to meet my kid. We finna go eat us some, and we just might just ride through the city in that big old Suburban and just chill. So what we gonna do? Do something. Just do. Enjoy life. Like Sheila, I like how her and Tony, they got the motorcycle group. They just came back from bike week, man. Do something for yourself. I'm so tired. I'm all churched out. It's your fault. Why aren't you doing anything else? Jesus died for the church. You don't have to. Oh, but you told us to keep ourselves together. Yeah, but when you're balanced. Let me go over here. Because see, most folks can share they're not balanced. You want to be at the beach today and you got jewels today. That ain't the day to go. They didn't want to justify it to me. Well, Pastor, I need a break. Now, hey, take it. I need one too, but I'm not going on Jewels weekend. And the goodness of God is like this. When I need a break and I'm in Jewels, I'm getting a break because I'm chilling like a villain. I'm so in chill mode. It's unreal right now. Nothing is going to take my joy and peace, not this day. I choose to be happy. Pastor Rex riding in the wind, he choose to be happy. Whoever you got letting you down, guess what? They're choosing to be happy. That man or them kids you worried about, guess what? They going on. Okay, somebody said, just look ahead. We won't know it's you. I came they may have it, enjoy life, and have it what? In abundance to the full, how? Till it overflows. So she almost done. Go to Matthew 5 and 3 in the amp. Go to Matthew 5 and 3 in the amp. Blessed, happy, to be envied. Folks ought to be envious of us. And spiritually prosperous with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. You ought to get up and run in here. Of the poor in spirit, who are they? The humble who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Regardless of your outward condition, you ought to walk through this place. I own this place. I wish the devil would try to make me feel like I need Pharaoh to take care of me. I wish you would make me think that I need a Rex Ricks to be significant. I wish you would make me think. So what? I'm still God's jewel. And I'm going to still be happy. And if I got 5 kids and no man, I'm going to still prosper. Somebody said, calm down, Pastor. I felt that thing. So what? I had children out of wedlock, and watch this unwed mother rise to the top, and you come asking me for a loan. How about that? How about that? Watch. Oh, he'll send a man to take care of you, and all 5 of them have your toes curling for real. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. It says regardless of their outward condition. Somebody said she bringing it home. Number 2, that's why you can't never trust your feelings. This was not true, but let me go back. Feelings are fickle. Feelings are deceive you. They're deceptive. I'll give you 2 examples I just heard. Like you felt good about that man because your flesh wanted him, but he was a devil wearing a suit. Because you felt like he looked good. But then the one that you felt like one, you didn't feel none yet. That's the one on the backside of the desert. Because he wasn't dressed up in the suit. When I met Pastor Rex, he wasn't where he is today. I mean, I didn't settle, but he wasn't where he is today. Let me go on this side of the room. You think he just got fine and looked good by himself? The favor of God on this woman's life helped him to get there. Try it if you want to. Now, he ain't going to like this. Now, you got to keep it from the men. Y'all keep it like I tell you. He ain't going to like it. I said, the mama trying to tell you something. He was good looking, but I saw beyond what he was. See, when you got an eye for the kingdom, I looked at him and I saw the seed that was in there. I said, okay, he in seed form, but I see you. I see you. And what I saw is what I'm walking in today. Never seen this man. I'm teaching the word of God. Walking through there, I ain't paying nobody. I was at a women's conference. Matter of fact, it was a Valentine's weekend. That's how romantic God is. I'm teaching the word. This man walked through here, and all I know, I was like, good God. Tried to ignore him. I did. I tried to ignore him. I kept teaching. I tried to be real. But you got to be real with yourself. So I walked up out of there that night. Sean, don't you try to tell my story. She was there. She know. They tried to get me to go to lunch. So she finna bring it home. Him and his friend came down. They wanted me to go. I said, I can't go with y'all. I'm focused. I got to go to church in the morning. So that was on a Friday night. They wanted to go to dinner. I couldn't go. Saturday morning, I got up for corporate prayer. That Negro walked up them steps in that church. Finer than a piece of what? I said, good God from him. That's at the inside when I was playing. See, you better watch out. You better open up your eyes and see when the Lord's trying to show you something. That Sunday morning he came to church. Saturday we had corporate prayer. And he was just this nice little gentleman. He wasn't trying to get fresh or nothing. He ain't trying to get there. You know, but I ain't no fool. I ain't seen no man look like this. I'm feeling something I ain't felt in some years. See, I wasn't hitting, missing. And I knew something was going on. I said, something going on, Lord. You're going to have to tell me what's up, but you're going to show me now. Because I ain't going to be deceived, because you can't be deceived. He came in church that morning. Negro sharper than a tack, as the kids say. Sharp, 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 sharp. Wasn't even as sharp as he is today, but was sharp back then. I'm preaching the word, praying in tongue. I went past it. Lullaby, hi, hey, hey, hey. Now, Shonda's interpretation, because she lied on her pastor. Be true, don't lie on your pastor. Shonda said, I came through preaching, talking about, good God. I said, Shonda, I ain't said all that. Keep me exaggerating. I ain't said all that. I ain't said all that. But then again, I was thinking that it just might have came out, but she said I said it. So I don't remember saying, what I say, Miss Shonda? But see, if you don't have eyes to see, and you so deep praying in tongues, you so deep because you so heavy in the spirit, you finna miss this physical blessing that you've been waiting on. Go get it. Go get it. Go. You got the power. Go. Okay, young. Somebody say everybody's in seed form. Number two, y'all, we got to go quick. Stuff and things and titles should define an informed woman. It don't make you. Stop selling for the fake even in yourself. To thine own self continue to be true. Stuff, things, jobs, titles should not define you. What do you mean, Pastor Tracy? When I'm informed, if I lose a job, it's okay. I'm still who I am. I told you the different things my husband bought me, but before he bought this, I was still on fire. I still had it going on. You can go in Walmart and have it going on. Let me give you a little nugget. The stuff don't make you. You make the stuff. Okay, let me go back in here. Too many fake women walk around on a foreign woman. Ain't worried about that. Number three, take care of you for you. Yeah, I want to look good to my husband, but I'm doing it for me. Yes, you got the power to change anything about yourself that you do not like. An informed woman learns to do like David and encourage herself. In other words, if I don't like something, I got the power to do something. When I was looking like the Goodyear blimp, I wasn't mad at the Pillsbury Dough Lady. I wasn't mad with nobody, even though I had a reason why I was looking this way, but I didn't let that define me. She said I was searching and going everywhere and taking this and trying that, everything I could because I didn't like how I was feeling. I didn't like getting up being over women, and I'm trying to tell you to be healthy. I'm looking like I ate 12 donuts before I came to church that morning. That wasn't flowing with me. That was not my calling. Oh, well, if I'm fat, no, I'm not against you. So she ain't against you. But if you're upset because we're talking about weight, then guess what? Be true to yourself. Say, okay, what am I doing that might be hindering me from looking the way I want to look? Say, she's not upset about your weight. If you want to be respucious, that's between you and the Lord. Y'all don't know nothing about respucious, do you? Y'all remember Norbit? Bless his heart. Norbit had a hole. Bless his heart. Norbit, sit there. Respucius say, don't sit there and blame God for how you look. So don't sit there and blame God. Don't blame God. Y'all remember they was laying on the beach and the little lady, she had the little cute figure? Y'all don't, see, y'all too deep. Y'all don't watch movies. I know y'all don't. She laid back there and talked about what she was eating, how she looked. She said, don't you sit there and blame God for how you look. Give God a shout of praise. Somebody said she done. But there are times when you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes, like I told you before, church, I was encouraging. I tell yourself, you look good. You can make it, Victoria. Y'all know I love Joel. You can make it. You need to be your own best cheerleader. Okay, y'all looking at me. Listen at this and tell me I'm finna bring it in. I'm doing this thing today. I'm gone. I'm finna go hang out, baby. It says, according to research, most women's self-confidence is so fragile that on a bad hair day, most women feel less smart, less capable, more embarrassed, and less sociable over a bad hair day. Been there. Anybody else? Be honest. When she told me she couldn't do my hair, I was looking like kids at Thursday. My heart tried to. Somebody said, but God always got a ram in the bush. He got some ram in your bush. Okay, let me go this way because somebody. See, but we laughing about it, but some women ain't free enough to do what you need to do. Your hair look a mess, go buy you some. Get you some glue. Let me go on this side of the room, okay? Get you some glue. Buy you some yarn. Get you some thread. Find you a Miss Tasha. Sometimes just changing their hairstyle. I don't know who did we talk to. I'll give you a whole different feeling about yourself. You thinking you ain't got no power because them hair rollers and their hair sticking up. Comb their hair. Put you some clothes on. You're going to find you feel like a new person. Tell your neighbor it's time for an upgrade. I'm going there in a minute, okay? Take focus off of you and your problems. The fourth one, stop focusing on you and your problems. Somebody says, time for an upgrade. Get your mind off of you. You'll find yourself being powerful as you're encouraging other people. Go to Job 42 and 10, Tamara. I'm finished. Get your mind off of you. And sometimes you're still going around the same mountain. It might be because it's time for an upgrade. Don't focus on it. This phone been cutting up. My sister told me yesterday, she said, Trace, I'm going to tell you what's wrong. My baby said she know everything. Okay, y'all don't know my baby sister Jacqueline. She the other Holy Spirit. She know. So she told me, she said, what's going on? See, me and you got them iPhones and we got the 4s and they done upgraded. That's what's going on. They be wanting you to get them upgrades. I believe she telling the truth, though, because my phone been showing out. She said that. She said, I believe that they do that after a while because they want you to upgrade. Now, I don't know if that's true, so she don't know if that's true, but that's what my baby sister told me. So it's been showing up. But guess what? Showing out. When things start breaking down in your life, and you keep going on that same mountain, tell yourself it's time for an upgrade. Stop hanging around the same people who've been talking about you. The Lord says it's time for you to remove your environment. Sometimes you don't realize them serpents and scorpions that you got the power over, they're getting that venom. What you call venom? Venom. That poison on the inside of you. Sometimes you can hang around somebody for 5 minutes. Have you been there? And they don't even realize it because they're so poisoned. They can say one thing, you was doing good. Okay, let me go this way. You was just as happy. Don't play with toxic. If I give you a bottle, a glass of water right now and drop one drop of poison in there, that could tear your whole system up. Don't play with the toxic people. Okay, who is this for? And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So pray for somebody else. Last week when I was going through my little getting delivered from Rex Ricks Anonymous, I was praying over other people, inspiring them, and then got my mind off of him. Okay, let me go back through here. He don't even know it. So you ain't got to go tell people, I'm detoxing from you. No, you just do what you're going to do. Because he know you don't mean it, because if he called right now, you're going to leave me and everybody else and have your underwear half hanging out before you get out the door. He already know. I already know. Be true. He can call you in the middle of a tornado. You're going to go through the storm trying to get that look. Let me go back over here. Stop being so needy. Get free from that. Who is this for? Is it that serious? His stuff ain't even that good. You got to tell him what to do, and you that caught up? Okay. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, God is getting ready to restore. But I got a doubt of myself. Go to John 12:24, and I promise y'all we got... After this is last one, number 5. This divorce, John 12:24. God gonna restore. Amen. everything you've lost. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. When you die to your flesh and your problems, guess what God going to do? Produce more of you. The Lord said, Tracy, when you die to this feelings that you're having and you get free from that thing, you'll go back and help the rest of the women who are behind you. Stop letting the enemy tell you you don't have any power. You got it. God said he's getting ready. He's going to restore. Tamar, Joel 2:25. Y'all, can y'all go quick? We got to go quick. I don't have a 5 minutes. 12:30, we're going to be done. God, this time, is y'all okay? Yes. So I will restore to you. So stop focusing on what happened in the past. Take your mind. It's a distraction. Take you. You made the mistake. It's over. Stop focusing on it. Yeah, he got the cookies. It's okay. Now I know what it means to hold on to my stuff till they get my rock. Keep it locked. Yeah, maybe it was years when my parents didn't tell me, you know, to be more informed about certain things. But it's okay. I'm not going to live in my past and try to move forward. It's impossible. This come for the woman who the devil told you weren't going to get past that. This is the Lord speaking. So I will restore to you the years that you sat there when your flesh didn't feel good. You put up with that crap. Your life is on display. Come to Shekinah Glory in the morning. I got a word for you in the morning. Your life is on display. Sometimes you got to put up with a little crap. Yeah. Sheila, don't nobody want to go through nothing. We want to just pray. And any great woman of God will tell you they done been through something. You got a story like I got a story. Don't ever let nobody sit there and lie to you and tell you they ain't been. They lying. Yeah. That's a lie. It costs you to be victorious. Yes, it does. Cost you to be anointed, cost you to be anything anybody ever did, sister, that's worthwhile, they'll tell you it paid a price. Angela Bassett ain't fine at 55 because she thought of being fine. Who are this for? You jealous of Beyonce? Get up and do something. Let me go this way. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts eating, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts, my great army which I sent amongst you. Okay.